Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. A portion of God's word that we'll consider on this Sunday after Christmas is found in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2, beginning with verse 25, a portion of our Gospel reading for this morning. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. So far our text. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who said, because I live, you shall live also, dear fellow redeemed. Sometimes it seems, doesn't it, like the Christmas season is all about arrivals and departures. During this special time, we obviously welcome many friends and relatives into our homes. Inevitably, the hellos give way to goodbyes, as we must bid farewell to those who have to return to their homes at a distance. This year, SeaTac Airport, in the 5 days between December 18th and 23rd, recorded over 500,000 arrivals and departures, a new record. For Christians especially, the Christmas season is about arrivals and departures. Most obviously, of course, we welcome in spirit the arrival of the Christ child who came to be an incarnate human being and redeem us from our sins. But it's also a time of departures, and it's departures especially that we want to center our thoughts on this morning. In our text for today, we meet an elderly believer who is on the very brink of departing this earthly life. Would his departure be anxious, full of uncertainties and fears, or would it be peaceful? The same question might be asked of each one of us, and the answer is in our text for today. Our theme this morning is, with Christ, a peaceful departure. It was soon after the birth of Jesus that Mary and Joseph brought him up to the temple in Jerusalem to do for him according to the law of the Jews, which we heard outlined in our Old Testament lesson for today. They brought him to the temple to ceremonially redeem him with the sacrifice of two pigeons. And while they were there at the temple, they met this devout old believer whose name was Simeon. Now, God had made a special promise to Simeon. Verse 26 in our text tells us that it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And on that special day, the Lord made good on his promise to Simeon. The Holy Spirit led him to go up to the temple that day. He met Joseph and Mary. He took the baby Jesus gently in his arms, and then lifting his eyes to heaven, this is what he said. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation. We don't know how long Simeon lived after that day. Have an idea it may not have been very long. But one thing we do know for certain, Simeon was one man who departed this world in peace. The one thing he most wanted to see in all the world, the one thing that the nation of Israel had been waiting for centuries, Simeon saw with his own eyes and held in his own arms. There he saw the Lord's promised Christ, the Son of God, the Redeemer of the world. But even more important than that, in his arms Simeon held his own Redeemer, the one who would go to the cross to shed his blood and pay for his, Simeon's, sins and provide for his salvation. Having seen Jesus, having loved Jesus and believed in Jesus, Simeon said that was enough. He was ready to depart this world in peace. Fill in the blank. I think I could die in peace if only I had the chance to do blank first. How would you fill in that sentence? A lot of people live their lives with a constant view toward that kind of thinking, thinking about the extraordinary sorts of things that they'd like to do and try and experience before they die. There was even a movie about it called The Bucket List. Well, what would be on your list? Skydiving, maybe, or hang gliding? Would you like to own a Ferrari or travel to Europe or climb Mount Everest? As your pastor, I'd like to encourage you to narrow your focus down just a little bit. In fact, when all is said and done, you really can focus on just one thing: to know Jesus Christ and to trust Him for salvation, to make His Word and its constant study and your meditation on His Word the most important thing, to let your faith in Jesus Christ be the hub of the wheel, as it were, the one factor in your life that dictates and controls everything else in your life. Simeon's bucket list only had one thing on it: to hold the world's Messiah in his arms. The Apostle Paul said essentially the same thing in the letter to the Philippians. What things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. You know, it's interesting, there aren't too many scripture texts that are standard texts for more than one Sunday in the church year. For instance, the account of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem obviously is the gospel lesson for Palm Sunday. Did you know it's also the standard gospel lesson for the first Sunday in Advent? Well, those texts that have double use are quite few. This is another one of them, though. It's used for today, the Sunday after Christmas. And I wonder if you can guess the other occasion on which the account of Simeon is often used. It's often used for funerals. You think about it for a while, you can see why, can't you? A funeral is obviously a time of departure, but for Christians, it's also a time of joy, a time of victory. We've had a number of funerals here at Ascension Lutheran Church, and each time we have a funeral, we commemorate the passing of a fellow believer. And each time, it's the commemoration of a person who is not perfect. It's the commemoration of the life of a sinner, just like me and just like you, and just like old Simeon, for that matter. Just like Simeon, each Christian that we've buried so far from this parish has had a pretty long life, full of days, has seen lots of things and had lots of experiences. But also like Simeon, each of these people were shown by the Lord the most important thing. God allowed them to see Jesus with the eyes of faith as their personal Savior from sin. And with that knowledge and that faith, these believers were ready when the Lord came to call for them. With Christ, a peaceful departure. What a rare thing peace is in our day and age, isn't it? We have so much stuff packed into our lives, so many activities, so much hustle and bustle. I'm afraid that very often people can't tell the difference between what's really important in life and what's not. What about you? Have you got your priorities straight in life? You may remember the account of Mary and Martha in the city of Bethany when they hosted Jesus in their home. Mary sat at Jesus' feet to listen to his word while Martha bustled about the kitchen preparing dinner. Martha became frustrated and complained to Jesus and asked him to request that she should help her. What did Jesus say? "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her." To see Jesus Christ in his word, and to trust in him and believe in him as your Savior, That is the one thing important and needful in your life. It's the only thing you need to prepare you for the day you depart from this life. Without faith in Christ, you'd never be prepared, even if you lived to be 100. With faith in Christ, you will never be unprepared, even if that day comes tomorrow. That's why for believers, a funeral should really be more a day of triumph and celebration than a day of mourning. Our God has told us in his word that a believer has nothing to fear in death. The Apostle Paul asks a question that really needs no answer. Death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has defeated all of our enemies, the last of which, of course, is death. For a Christian who has been washed in the blood of Jesus, death is nothing more than a gateway to everlasting life. It is not to be feared. In this life, the weaknesses and the diseases of our frail human bodies afflict us and cause us no end of trouble. Those of us especially who are beginning to get on in years realize that our bodies increasingly betray us and become a burden. But in Christ, we can look forward to our heavenly home where we will not have those problems. Those problems will vanish as if they never existed. In heaven, there are no tears. There are no diseases and no human frailties, no old age and no pain. When a person meets his Savior in heaven, there is perfect peace and a happiness that's so great that none of us even has the power to imagine it. Jesus told his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." You know, Jesus has prepared a place for you in heaven as well. Shall he save that place for you or not? When your last day comes, would you like to be able to say with Simeon, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace"? If so, then come to your Lord Jesus Christ. Now is the day of salvation. There's nothing in your life more important than this. Today, December 30th, 2012, bring your sins in repentance to the Lord. No matter what you've done, no matter how great or how many your sins, there is a full pardon waiting for you under the cross of Christ. On that cross, Jesus atoned for each one of your transgressions. With the blood he shed, he paid the price for your sin. And with his resurrection that first Easter morning, Jesus gained for you the final victory over death. With Christ, a peaceful departure. That's the promise God made to Simeon, and that is the promise he kept. It's a promise God made to countless believers down through the centuries, and the promise God has kept. He's made that promise to you as well. Take him up on the offer of his grace. If you want to make a New Year's resolution, resolve that this coming year will be a year in which you live in Christ and for Christ. Place him and keep him at the very top of your life's priorities. Then you'll have the peace of knowing that you too possess the one thing needful for a blessed life and for a peaceful death. Then you'll learn the truth of those comforting words of Jesus, "Because I live, you shall live also." We only have a limited time to spend as strangers and sojourners here on this earth. Let's make sure that we're ready to leave whenever the Lord decides to call us home. Let's make sure we have the key to a truly peaceful departure: faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please rise.